Hey everybody, this is Dan Young.
And Craig Morrison.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Total Wellness Radio, where every week, Craig and I bring you natural, non-invasive approaches to today's most common health concerns that you can use immediately in your home with you and your family. So, thank you so much again for Craig, this is Dan, for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. Hey, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are glad to be back. We took last week off, as many of you know. We went to Sturgis Bike Week.
Yeah.
Fun in the sun. Lots of flat track races were great. Craig had never been to Devil's Tower, so we got to spend a little time, he and I, over there and got some great pictures. So, hey, Tara, thanks for joining us. And, we had a good time, a little break.
Yeah.
But we didn't get to do last week's live on Wednesday, the topic was inflammation. But I think for those of you who tuned in on August 3rd or to the Total Wellness Radio podcast, we did post information on fibromyalgia and a lot of the things. Hey, Deb, thanks for joining us. A lot, if not all, the things that we talk about on the podcast and the Facebook Live on August 3rd certainly do apply to people who deal with a lot of abnormal inflammatory problems and things like that, conditions that are very common. So anyways, Craig and I, we did miss last week. We're back this week, August 17th, 2022. Diverticulitis, diverticulosis, those are some of the things that we are going to... Hey, Paul! Thanks for joining us. Hello, quick question. What's good to take for COVID? Well, I'll tell you what, Paul. That is a great question. But here's the problem. There's been so much hype and blow up over the weakness of people's immune system when it comes to viruses around this particular topic that people have been confused and misguided, misinformed, and misled that this is something new, different, or special. And in some ways it is. But the reality of it is you have to build your immune system. You have to take care of yourself just like we've been telling people all along for 20 years in order to prep your immune system to deal with the type of stress, not just from an infection, but the type of stress manufactured by way of fear surrounding that. And that's what really made it even more deadly and more challenging for most people than it really was, is that there was so much fear and stress surrounding it that people could not help but get sicker faster and stay there longer because of it was completely mishandled in terms of anything meaningful for real health restoration and prevention. So there's my 2 cents on that. We don't treat COVID. COVID, that virus has been around, was written about in the 50s, okay?
Yeah.
So the fact that it was modified and released as a weapon, that does bring on some different issues that we're not going to be discussing, obviously, today, even though we might have some viewpoints on that discussion. So
there is a couple of things that you could do.
There's really, immune really system boosting. Absolutely. Yeah. Go ahead.
Get a hold of whoever your local favorite practitioner is and...
Herbalist or naturopath, yeah.
Yeah, ask them to give you some things that will help to boost your immune system. Mm-hmm. Make sure you detox well, you know, get the dead and dying debris out.
Don't eat sugar products, refined carbohydrates, and processed grains.
As best you can, stay away from those. Make sure you drink plenty of water because one of the things that any type of virus or flu symptoms is fever and body aches and such. And if you drink plenty of water and liquids, that helps to keep them down.
Yeah. Wow. Look at those. Hey, so thanks for the question, Paul. Really appreciate it. There is a travel protocol we use, which is Virex Neconation. It talks about certain things that you can use. Also pre and probiotics along with that, which is the normal things that should be taken to help people support normal immune system responses.
Okay? Absolutely.
There's Annie. Hey, Annie, thank you for joining us. Rita, good to see you. John, hey, brother, good to see you. Happy halfway there day. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. Hey, now Wisconsinite misses you all. Yeah, we miss you too. Hey, Nikki, thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate you watching. And Kathy, hey, Kathy, thanks for joining. So, the topic of our discussion today, however, diverticulosis, diverticulitis. I'm going to go through just kind of a brief definition of what that means. And you know, here's the thing we found clinically in this country. If you have lived in America for any length of time and participated in the standard American diet, hey, Janice, thanks for joining us, then you are going to develop what's called diverticulosis. Little pouch, pebble-like, marble-sized pouches that develop inside of the large intestinal area. Craig's going to kind of try to bring up a picture. There's the ascending, descending, transverse descending sigmoid area of the bowel.
All of these little things that they're showing here, that's what
can be the development of those. Right. Yes. Yeah. And typically you don't even know they're there. They don't hurt. You know, there's no pain really involved. Unless you go from diverticulosis
to diverticulitis.
Yes. And itis always means inflammation.
It means inflammation, and usually that means that they've possibly ruptured.
Yep.
And that's where you can get infection.
Correct.
And once you start getting infection, and that's when you start having the serious problems mm-hmm. that come with this.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's one of the things that we see on a regular basis, which is why we try and encourage people to really stay focused on hydration, really stay focused on hot fiber. You can take people who are eating, by the way, a high fiber diet, which will help mm-hmm. prevent this type of situation.
But you have to drink a lot of water when you're eating a high fiber diet.
Yep.
Because if you don't, then it does the fiber will absorb all the moisture.
Yep.
And that's where you start getting hard stool and so on and so forth.
Yep.
Constipation.
Yep, that's so true. So if you can't have one without the other.
That's right.
Yeah, you've got to have fiber and fluid.
Lots of and the fluid that we're talking about is water.
Yes. the beverage.
Other beverage. That was the exact next words out of my mouth. And it's so important. People seem to think that, you know, oh, well, I drink coffee and I drink tea and I drink this and I drink that.
When I drink coffee, I poop.
Yeah. Well, you may poop, but you're still dehydrating your system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, water is the only thing that hydrates.
Yeah.
So you must remember that, folks.
Yeah.
Drink lots of water every day. Half an ounce per pound of body weight, minimum.
And that's in the winter. In the summertime, it's an ounce per pound. Person weighs 100 pounds, it's 100 ounces. That's just the ideal for maintaining proper, optimal function.
Yep.
So your body can rid itself of these toxins. Because when these toxins build up and they form these little pouches, what you're actually seeing is a byproduct of the standard American diet.
Yep.
So too much refined processed carbohydrates, grains, sugars, things that turn into almost like a paste
mm-hmm.
And that will coat the intestinal tract, plugs up the villi, contributes to dysbiosis, term of like leaky gut syndrome
mm-hmm.
Is also a byproduct of these things. So this is one of those things that's extremely, extremely easy to correct. However,
it takes work.
Takes work, effort, patience. Right? It takes the willingness to identify that the reason you have the health you have right now in this moment is based on the habits that you've either developed or ignored.
Mm-hmm.
And eating like everybody, oh, my uncle's ate that way, he feels fine, it's no big deal what diet is. My doctor says, you know, it doesn't tell me that diet has anything to do with my ability to perform. It's like, well, if diet doesn't have anything to do with it, then why does he want you to swallow his pills, his drugs? If this isn't the delivery system for good health, then how come your diet has nothing to do with that? How come what you're choosing to eat or not eat more often than not, it's what's missing in the diet. Not so much, you know, there's things they're eating that, you know, contribute to these problems, but it's what's missing that's not allowing the body to perform.
Especially green leafies.
Yep.
Multicolored.
Thank you.
Colors of the rainbow.
Eat colors of the rainbow.
You know, and most of the time, the colors of the rainbow are tasty.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to get away from this processed sugar-based stuff and get into God-based plant color sweetness that's actually so much healthier for the human body.
Yeah. Yeah, and so many times people, the biggest one that's overlooked by most people in their diet is bread, bread products. Yeah. So a muffin or a scone or, you know, donuts, rolls, dinner rolls, pastas, you know, the spaghettis.
Breads with sandwiches.
Yeah. People don't look at this stuff and think to themselves, wow, that's all, nothing but going to turn into a refined sugar in the gut, which if I've already got inflammation or discomfort in the gut anyways, it's going to amplify the problem.
You're just going to feed it.
So diverticulosis, the pocket or the pouch, the little marble-sized bulge. Diverticulitis is the inflammatory response that can develop and in most people will develop in time. We want to make sure and pay attention to some of the...
Especially over 40.
Yeah. Want to pay attention to some of those things that, will drive that cause. Going to share some of that with you today, and we're also going to... give you some nutritional applications, some things that you can consider to do on a regular basis. If you already know you have this issue or concern, that you can correct and or prevent some of this in the future. So, hey, Jody, thanks for joining us.
Okay, some of the risk factors. Aging, obesity.
Yep.
Smoking.
Yep.
Lack of exercise.
Movement is a huge one for this. Movement.
Yep.
Right, doing the exercise.
Doing
all
some
this
kind
movement.
Of exercises.
Yeah.
Diet that's high in animal fats and low in fiber.
Yep. We're running into problems there because that meat, when it's especially with most people we see, have a faulty digestive issue. By the way, if you have any gas, bloating, nausea, heartburn, you have faulty digestion. It could be because you're eating improper foods. It could be because you're combining those foods improperly. It could be that you're lacking digestive enzymes, protease, amylase, lipase, you know, the hydrochloric acids, betaine, hydrochloride, things of that nature. People that don't have a gallbladder, you must supplement ox bile products that are enzyme-driven to help emulsify and break down meat and fat from animal sources. Or you can develop, these things can develop, that's what can develop that little pouch. That's what... And it putrefies, it'll go rancid. If you have a lot of flatulence that's very, very nasty smelling, that is a sign that you're not properly breaking down proteins. And any of these things can contribute to this environment that will support diverticulosis. Hey, Gene.
Certain medications can also cause a few problems. Especially anti-inflammatories, you know, and some of the ones that cause the most problems are the most often used. Things like Advil or Motrin or
Aleve. People that use those on a regular basis are creating an environment where this stuff is going to develop.
Yeah.
So be aware.
Be very aware. You know, it's like, be scared, be very scared.
That's funny.
But you just want to pay close attention when you're taking that kind of stuff. Try not to take it on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Use it only as a last resort.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the preventions that you can do is, it's really simple stuff. And we've already talked about all of it, but...
It's exercise. Worth reiterating because you need to develop the habit around these things.
Exercise regularly.
Movement.
And that means only about 30 minutes.
30 minutes a day, three days a week, brisk walking, lightweight training, calisthenics, movement, jumping jacks and sit-ups and push-ups, things of that nature. Swimming.
Yeah.
A lot of folks
running
as we age,
pool.
We love swimming. Yeah.
You know, that's
good movement.
Eat more fiber.
Yep.
You know, eat more natural fiber. That means green leafies and stuff like that actually helps the body, and it helps to soften stool.
Yeah, as long as person's eating as that and staying hydrated.
Staying hydrated.
Yep.
And that was the very next thing. It says drink plenty of fluids. They say fluids, we say water.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, water.
Water.
And the other beverage.
And it also says to avoid smoking. If especially if you have something like this and that's showing up.
If you're a tobacco chewer and you're swallowing that stuff, you've got problems brewing. So be aware and let's make the necessary changes to get your health back in order.
You know, none of this is hard to do.
Yeah.
It's just it's just a change in habits.
Yeah.
You know, get used to eating properly rather than eating, you know, highly processed food through a car window. You know, try to stay away from that stuff.
Yeah.
Pizzas and ice creams and you know, dairy is really something else that's really not very healthy for.
No, the processed
especially
dairy.
With this, the processed dairy.
Yeah.
You know, natural dairy is actually kind of healthy for you folks.
It's good. Yeah.
But you've got to find some place where you can get the stuff that hasn't been homogenized and pasteurized.
Yeah, tampered with by man. Man thought he could improve on something that nature made, and the reality of it is no different than most every other thing man thought he could improve on that nature provided us. All it did was create a longer shelf life, but it did not improve the quality of the nutrient value or the enzyme value of those foods. It actually diminished them. Milk, processed cow's milk from Dairy Gold out of the grocery store is nothing more than pus in a jug.
Yep.
That's all it is. Ice cream, frozen pus in a jug. And that's what you're eating is protein pus, cow pus, it used to be potentially a nutrient-rich food, beneficial to
Before they killed all the nutrients.
Then they killed everything with pasteurization to give it a shelf life. But in the name of it's protection for you, right? We're going to do this for your health. We've seen in recent years how much they really know about optimizing health for people. It's a tragic disease management approach at best. Doesn't really know anything about restoration of health or positioning you to thrive. So,
all right, a couple of things that you want to do for sure
is
this has been brought up as a problem with you. B vitamins are an absolute must.
B complex
B food source is the best.
Superfood.
Yeah, superfood.
High in B complex.
Really, really good.
Yep.
Antioxidants such as vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, you know, grapeseed extract.
Yep.
These things are really good to help position the body to fight this stuff off. To actually stop it from happening.
Yep. John's right. The fresh out of the cow milk is yummy. Man,
yeah, it's absolutely. Much richer than the
stuff. It tastes totally different. Yeah. It actually tastes like real food. It doesn't doesn't leave that mucousy, you know, little phlegm behind that. When I was a kid growing up in Oregon, spent a few years there many, many, many years ago. And we were fortunate right across the street was a cow dairy. And he'd let us come over and get a nice glass quart jar or gallon jar, fresh milk right out. Oh, yeah.
So good.
Can't beat it.
Chlorophyll.
Chlorophyll.
Chlorophyll is one of the best things that you can do for the human body, period.
It has so many benefits, okay? It's not cheap.
No.
You know, standard process chlorophyll is the best we have found on the market anywhere. It comes in pearls. You can purchase them. It's a vegetarian or vegan multivitamin, is how it's listed. It's very close to replenishing our own blood as far as its ability to restore balance and pH in the bloodstream. It affects lymphatics. It helps with normalizing inflammatory responses in the body.
Yes, it does.
Promotes normal function there. It's a healer. It's great for anemias, great for pain. I mean, it's just... Chlorophyll has some amazing, amazing uses. However, it can be a little pricey, so, you know, a few pearls every day.
Can't hurt you.
Next best to that is aloe vera.
Yes.
I think aloe vera and chlorophyll are just...
Those two together will pretty much keep your gut in pretty good shape on a regular basis, if you take them on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Omega-3 fish oils are... excellent for you to take because of how they help with, it actually helps with digestion.
It's a protective agent. It down-regulates prostaglandin markers, which is driving inflammation. It's brain food.
Yes, it is.
It's brain food. You get a little kid that can't sleep, load him up on omega-3s at night, at like dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Get him a good chewable that tastes like lemon drop, but get a really good omega. Start loading your kids up on omega-3s. That's what's missing in the diet. They're not eating fish three times a week. They're not getting salmon, mackerel, herring. You know, they're not getting it from the, certainly not getting it from the school lunches.
Yeah.
You know, so omega-3s, cardiovascular health, obviously. The literature is very clear on the cardiovascular incidences that we face later in life, which, by the way, contrary to popular media exposure to a certain challenge recently, you know, cardiovascular illness is still the number one killer of men and women,
mm-hmm.
and it's the most preventable. It is the most preventable, but it takes change of habit in lifestyle and diet and things of that nature. So, hey, Arlene. Now,
as far thanks for joining as the inflammation parts of this, black currant seed oil
is one of the best things. Thank you for mentioning this, my favorite.
That you can actually take on a regular basis that helps to bring down inflammation of any kind.
Yep. Great, you know, for women who struggle with the monthly,
mm-hmm.
right? Really effective there. You got to be aggressive with it, you know, 3 or 4 pearls a couple times a day, but man, it can have produced some really nice, favorable results in a matter of days.
Yeah. So. Another thing you want to make sure is that you don't have any food allergies or food sensitivities.
Yeah.
You know, allergies don't always show up on people, but sensitivities, the way that we test, mm-hmm. will always show up on people.
If it's there, we can find it. So.
And so you want to make sure that you don't have a sensitivity to certain foods.
Yep.
Let's see, what else? Avoid dairy products. We already went through that.
Yep.
Aloe juice, we went
through. Large quantities can also help with your constipation cases.
Oh, yeah.
I've had women tell me, especially, who have used aloe vera juice that it really, and that's before, you know, before coming here, they would inform me, hey, I love aloe vera juice. You know, if I get a little constipated, I drink 3 or 4 ounces of it for a couple of days. Boy, it just balances things back out. Aloe vera
gets things is a nice huge and healer. Smooth when they come out.
It's a huge healer. Wonderful for the body.
You want to also try to eat some...
we want to avoid nuts. Small seeds.
The small stuff, yeah.
Yeah, because it can get lodged, which can create an irritation. So,
but I mean, you know, eating some cashews or, you know, some almonds or macadamia nuts, as long as you chew them up to where they're paste before you swallow them.
Yep.
That's one of the most important things.
Yep.
That's another thing that people have forgotten over the years. I mean, I remember my parents, my mom and dad and grandpa, grandma and grandpa, especially grandma and grandpa, chew your food.
Yeah, don't gulp your food down.
Yeah, chew it. You know, and then they used to teach us in school to chew your food for as many teeth as you have in your mouth, you know.
32 times.
32 times, chew it.
Yep.
And because that emulsifies that stuff, and it also helps to get saliva mixed into it, which lets the system know what's coming.
Yes.
You know, because that helps to send the messages to the body, mm-hmm. this is what's coming to be digested and where we need to send it.
Yep.
You know, because everything that the body does is to let it know what it needs to be done in order to fix the problems that it has.
Yes. The body doesn't give you a symptom because it's trying to play tricks on you.
No, it's trying to tell you something. And it doesn't give you
a
symptom
because it's got a disease. It's dis-ease. There's something wrong with the ease and comfort in the body. It's stability. It's the presence of something that shouldn't be there, or it's the absence of something that should. That's been since the dawn of 6,000 years of recorded history. That has never changed. So regardless of what the modern disease management system would like us to believe, that you have a drug deficiency or you need this scalpel procedure, the reality of it is that your health and the responsibility for it goes much, much further than that. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things that you can do consistently to help with prevention and or correction of any illness that you can acquire. That's just the way that's been historically and scientifically proven for thousands of years. And I guess we are very grateful to be able to spend time with you on a Wednesday and share some of these things. Well, you know, there's a lot of things that are repetitive, but the reason they're repetitive is because they actually restore health.
One of the things
things to do on a consistent basis.
I truly, and I know for a fact, is that God built these bodies to heal themselves.
Yes.
But in order for them to heal themselves, folks, you have to put the right replacement parts in.
Patience, effort, time, consistency. No one does it perfect. Just do it consistently. 6 to 9 months, you can have a whole new framework.
Health outlook.
And health outlook, absolutely. Yeah. So thank you as always. Thank you as always. We appreciate you guys for tuning in. Yeah. Yes, thank you, Nikki. Exactly. You're right. Okay, August 24th, next Wednesday,
yep.
Bronchitis. Now, this is something that this one has some experience with. So we will share his personal story kind of all the way back before you started working as a practitioner, became a practitioner, went to school. This goes when Craig and I first were running together.
This is one of the reasons why I got into this.
It's one of our topic next Wednesday, the 24th, 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, is the reason Craig is sitting next to me now all these years later, bronchitis. And we got some wonderful things to share with you about it then. Until then, thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure, if you haven't had a chance to, subscribe to Total Wellness Radio on any of the podcast platforms. We look forward to catching up with you there and sharing more audio versions of our Total Wellness Wednesday recordings. And again, we just appreciate you tuning in. You guys have a wonderful and blessed day.
Absolutely.
Take care. Well, that'll do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. And for more information, be sure and catch us on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in.